them and I back with you. This is this first evening of Mercury Direct. What a trip Mercury retrograde is. I mean, I admit to being overly sensitive to it, but boy, what a, like, maybe it's just because the life that I'm leading is so complex, and there's like this big system in the middle of it called planet waves. And the thing I've noticed about Mercury retrograde is that in a way similar to Chiron, it will find the weak spot in any system and break it. And so if you're using Mercury retrogrades wisely and constructively, you'll be in that process of letting the system break and then you fix it. But then on the other hand, it's also possible to build in resiliency into what you're doing. And I think this is a vitally important thing. I need to mention this somewhere for Aquarius also, the theme of resiliency, which is to say the designing systems that have the capacity to bounce back. Part of how you do that is with redundancy. And part of how you do it is by having headroom, by having excess capacity. I don't need the amount of or the quality of gear that I have to make these recordings. I could just as easily yak into a digital recorder, but I do like the this property that good audio gear has, which is it has headroom. It has, you're only using a portion of the capacity, which means that, you know, you get better quality, and then you can push the system harder without breaking it. And there's also more space to do more creative things. So you might want to think about, you know, as you're in this design phase, in this kind of alchemical self-invention phase, that is the thing to do. Now, the retrograde factor that I haven't mentioned yet in this recording anyway is Mars retrograde. And Mars retrograde, you might think of as the astrological process that binds together, that weaves together or infuses one into the other, the passion that you bring to your work and to your goals and to your values with the vision quality of your relationships. The retrograde of Mars takes place from spring to early summer. Mars will spend most of the year in the signs Scorpio and Sagittarius, right? And then it'll whip through the other 10 signs and make its next retrograde. I don't really know where. And the two signs that it weaves together, being Scorpio and Sag, are the signs on your relational houses. Remember the sign of work relationships, Scorpio, and then the house sign of actual partnerships and your more kind of liminal environment where there's more direct and overt partnerships. And so Mars is in Scorpio now, and then it's going to make its way across your hypothetical seventh house cusp. Remember, we're working with solar astrology here, and so we're using a sort of a symbolic chart, which works pretty darn good. And in that symbolic chart, Mars will make its way into Sagittarius on March 5th. And then it will station retrograde on April 17th. It will retrograde into Scorpio. We want to go to 2959 Scorpio. So I'm going to give you these dates here in this fashion. 2959, we'll go back into Scorpio May 27, still moving in retrograde motion. It will station direct on June 29th in Scorpio, 23 degrees of Scorpio, making a quincunx to the Uranus-Eris conjunction, that beautiful thing that's going on this year. So that's talking Mars stationing direct in particular is in a direct conversation with the with the conjunction of Uranus and Eris. I'm not sure I've said that much about that. If I don't, if this reading is lacking, there's going to be a whole bunch more in your birthday reading coming up in just a couple of months. But let me just at least summarize this. There is something, there's a kind of a very unusual vent into public consciousness that you have with the Uranus-Eris conjunction. Without going into too many of the details of that, this conjunction takes place in your 11th house, and that's the house of public consciousness. That's the house where you are visible, seen, known, associate with people. It is not the house of the general public, but I like to think of it as the house of everyone you know plus everyone they know. Turns out that's a lot of people. I mean, for me, you know, that includes like President Obama, Brian Eno, because I know people who know these people. I just don't know them personally. So when you get into the everyone you know plus everyone they know, you've got a big, big audience depending on who you are. I mean, even if you do something like, you know, sell homes, you know a lot of people and they know a lot of people. So that's the 11th house, 1 degree of separation. And you have this portal going directly into that. And this capacity you have to have these working relationships, which are woven into these personal relationships, personal associations, seven houses, seven and six, where the passion of your work ethic and the visioning quality of your collaborative partnerships kind of become one and the same thing. All the while that this is happening, Mars is basically touching off the Uranus-Eris conjunction and Chiron in Pisces. So there is a lot of movement associated with Mars being kind of an activating agent. So this is a lavishly rich retrograde. I can't say that I can promise you that it will be easy, but the way to have it be easy, really easier anyway, is to work with common ground. It's to stand on the common ground that you share with people and to know what the shared values that you have with them are. And this is highlighted in the emphasis on you being fully conscious of your own values, because on the day that Mars stations direct, June 29, 2016, your ruling planet, Mercury, enters Cancer. The Sun is in Cancer, just 8 degrees in, and Venus is in Cancer. And so your resources are like front and center right now. And there's tremendous emphasis on the water signs this year, which is a good thing, especially for water sign people, because as mentioned, there's lots of water on the planet, but very little of it is potable water, water you can actually, you know, drink or make like spaghetti or, you know, ginger tea with. And more of that fresh water is better, and may all frackers go to purgatory. Okay, rune reading. Your artifact is a mask I got in New Orleans, and I think it's, first of all, just beautiful, but I think also it is kind of emblematic of the ability of Gemini to shapeshift and to be something else and to incarnate as many different personalities. It was Laurie Anderson, a consummate Gemini, who said during a master class I took with her a couple of years ago, you know, what is it that makes you think you have to be the same person every day? You know, why don't you experiment a little bit? And this is the thing that Gemini knows how to do, knows how to experiment with different presenting different facets. You're one person, but people are very multifaceted. And, you know, this is especially true for Gemini, and there's a pretty good chance you've got multiple points in Gemini. And so all of those start to multiply out, and, you know, you have this capacity for tremendous inner diversity, which is an invitation to have all manner of weird friends. The beauty of Gemini and to some extent Aquarius both are that they really have a thing for collecting weirdos and people different than them. And so it can be, you know, glorious to be introduced to people by you, because you just know so many different kinds of people and have a way of not being judgmental of them, which is great. And, you know, you certainly can see the problems they have. And if they're still, you know, supporting the Vietnam War, you are probably aware that there's an issue with that. But it doesn't mean that you don't love them. And it doesn't mean that you don't, you know, take what's interesting about them and, you know, value that, honor that. And this is the basis of authentic friendship. Not so much about everybody agreeing with everyone, but really seeing and honoring and respecting the aspects of people that, you know, you share common ground with them. So first rune, reading from right to left, tradition of doing runes, is Manaz, the rune of self. This is the one that comes with the message, know thyself. That, of course, was the message written over the entrance to the oracle at Delphi. The thing that one must need to do to be artist, alchemist, diviner, whatever it might be, therapist, rocker, professor, is know yourself. And this would seem in a rather exuberant reading here of runes to be the challenge above all. So the spread, the story progresses rapidly. I mean, the second rune is breakthrough, and then anything can happen, Berkana, anything can happen after breakthrough. And it, what seems to be kind of a get happy scenario where you just decide that the thing to do is to be happy. The thing to do is not to stress and not to worry and not to be afraid or to be concerned, but rather to be happy and to be happy even in the midst of challenges, recognizing that life is always going to fairly dependably deliver challenges. But so, you know, so what? That's going to happen. And you may as well have fun while that is happening. But there's not so much in the way of challenge indicated here, really. There's just basically commitment to being self-aware, breakthrough, and that alone is a formula worth memorizing, that like self-aware leads to breakthrough, leads to happiness. And then there is rapid movement. There's a journey, raido, reunion, an encounter, a true, you might think of the journey rune as the theoria, the quest you undertake, which can often be a trek across physical land, air, or water, where you go someplace for a purpose, for example, to visit the oracle or to visit a teacher. Theoria, that's a great word. I love that one. Okay, and so then following the theoria is the rune of protection, algaes. And this is the one, this keeps showing up. I mean, this one seems to have shown up in like half the rune spreads in this series. And it is the rune of the elk's horns, which provide a perimeter of space around the elk's head. So the big rack of horns is not merely a thing that is in one place. Imagine that rack of horns when the critter is kind of turning and spinning or moving his head, that it creates a kind of a cage around the head of the being that has the horns. And so therefore the idea of establishing a perimeter is part of this rune. And also part of this rune is receiving protection in the form of information. The sedge grass is one of the symbols of this rune. And in one of the readings, maybe it was Cancer, I played the song Green Grow the Rushes. Perhaps I'll tack that on at the end of this piece so you can hear it also. It's a traditional, and it comes in two varieties, a kind of a ancient Celtic, and then an old Papa Smurf singing it, and a fabulous rendition of Green Grow the Rushes, so, which I'm in the process of learning. It's not as easy as it seems. I started a guitar lesson the other day saying, all right, look, we've got to do something easy where I can, you know, learn the chord changes without any fuss. And then we started to break the song down and do, you know, look at the chord progression and the way the chords and the lyrics interact. And it's like, ah, well, but it's not so simple. But it's really, really, really beautiful, and I'm sure it's actually much easier than it seems. It's not one of these through-composed pieces where there's, like, you know, 14 chords. This really is a few chords. In any event, listening to the sedge grass, listen to the wind blowing in the rushes. Now, I'm not sure how many of us urbanites have had the chance to do this, but it's a little bit like when you're sitting alone in a forest, should you have the opportunity to do that, and I do highly recommend it. And the wind is blowing through the trees, and the trees seem to be whispering a language, and in that language there is a message, and the question is, what is the message? And the message is a message of protection, as described by this rune. Protection in the form of being given knowledge and information, and the words of the Course in Miracles being told everything that you need to know. All right, Gemini cousin, it's been a pleasure. This is the first time I've done two of these readings in one day. As mentioned, I did Aquarius earlier today, took a little break, and did a couple of things and ate some food, and then started over again and did your reading. So anyway, questions? Email me, efc@ericfrancis.com. I will be back in the spring with two things you might be interested in, one of them being the spring reading, which is going to be, so far as planned, on Tantra and astrology, the, let's say, the astrology of eroticism as the spiritual and creative path, and then right around the same time, I will be out with the Gemini birthday reading, right around the new moon in your sign, so look for those things. I've always got something brewing here to keep astrology interesting and keep the payroll met here at Planet Wave. So thanks for being part of that and for being a customer and a client, and I look forward to hearing from you whenever it is you choose to contact me. Big love, and bye for now. Thank you.
shy. Green grow the roaches, oh, I'll sing you 303, 3, 3, the rivals. Toe, lily white boys, toe, the lily white boys, toe, the smoking green boys, toe, the smoking green boys, one is blind, doors, and one is watching, alone, evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 4-0. Four for the gospel writers, 3-3, the rivals. Toe, the lily white boys, toe, the lily white boys, the symbols at your door, and five for the symbols at your door, and five for the symbols at your door, and four for the gospel writers, 3-3, the rivals. Toe, the lily white boys, toe, the lily white boys, toe, the lily white boys. Went up to heaven, and 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the symbols at your door, and I'll sing you, the gospel writers, 4 for the gospel writers, 4 for the gospel writers, 3-3, the rivals. Toe, the lily white boys, toe, the lily white boys, toe,
symbols at your door, and four for the gospel makers, 3-3 the rivals, 2-2 the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho, one is one and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 6-0, green grow the rushes, ho, what is your 6-0? 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, oh ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 7, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your 7, ho? 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 8, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your 8, ho? 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 9, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your 9, ho? 9 for the 9 bright shiners, 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 10, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What is your 10, ho? 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, and 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so. I'll sing you 11, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What are your 11, ho? 11 for the 11 that went to heaven, and 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, and 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, nevermore shall be so. Sing you 12, ho. Green grow the rushes, ho. What are your 12, ho? 12 for the 12 apostles, 11 for the 11 that went to heaven, and 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9 bright shiners, and 8 for the April rainers, 7 for the 7 stars in the sky, and 6 for the 6 proud walkers, 5 for the simples at your door, and 4 for the gospel makers. 3, 3, the rivals. 2, 2, the lily white boys, all dressed up in green, ho ho. 1 is 1 and all alone, and evermore shall be so.